This might be a little windy because I'm out in the wind instead of inside the tent like I usually am when I record this, but today is Sunday the 11th. Today was a pretty good day. The past 2 days were really rough. First day it was just straight up, straight down. Yesterday just took forever to get to the bottom of that canyon. We got some water, we camped a little ways past that. We got up early this morning. Raymond was actually ready to go before I was. He was like, come on, let's get up, we need to get up, we need to get up. Which I think it's because we technically weren't supposed to be camping there. But there were no signs or anything saying that we weren't supposed to be camping there, and we weren't really sure where the boundaries were of camping versus no camping, so we just camped wherever. And nobody bugged us or anything, but I think he was worried if somebody came by we'd get yelled at or something. I don't really know what they would do besides be like, you're not supposed to camp there. And they'd be like, oh, we didn't know. And so we started walking. We had to walk down this road, which kind of sucked because it was like a mile down this road. And then we get to this point where we get to another road, and then we get to this point where we're walking through this giant like field. And there's all kinds of like jeep roads and stuff and stream washes and all kinds of sand and whatnot and a lot of little bushes and shrubs and stuff. And it was just really incredibly windy. There was wind farms like all around. You could see them on the other side of the valley that we had to cross. Excuse me. And it was just incredibly windy, which apparently usually is incredibly windy. I have no idea what that is, but it just started making that noise. Which is weird, because it's the first time I think we've heard that noise on this trip, so I don't really know what that is. But anyways, it was incredibly windy walking across that that field. And the trail is not... Every so often there would be a marker for the trail, but I was reading in my guidebook, it's not technically a trail because they didn't want like dirt bikers and stuff like that to abuse the trail. So they just kind of put markings. So we were walking and we get to this one point and we can't see any more markings. We haven't seen any for a while. And Raymond pulls out the GPS and we were actually like way off base. So we went the whole way back over to where the trail was, and then we, you know, kind of followed it from there, which the trail is super lame. If we would have kept going pretty much straight from where we were, we would have gotten there a lot faster. It was like, instead of going the hypotenuse of a triangle, we walked both sides, like straight up and then straight over, which, whatever. But, and the trail didn't really make any sense, because it would be like a wash, and then there was a up on the side, because it was kind of a steep bank. So you'd walk up to steep bank, and then 2 feet later, you'd be back down on the wash, which I was like, what's the point of this? So I didn't really understand that, because you could have just walked along the wash or just walked along the steep bank. Either way, you didn't have to keep going up and down. And then we got to these, we had to go underneath the train tracks, and then we had to go underneath a highway. I'm not sure what highway it is, but we had to go underneath that. The one, it goes to Palm Springs, because Palm Springs is not very far away. And when we got underneath the highway underpass, there were two coolers there, and they both had Coca-Cola in them. And this morning, that was like the best thing ever. I don't normally drink Coke. I think it's normally really disgusting. Raymond likes it, and sometimes I'll take a sip of it and be like, oh, that's not very good. If I drink soda, I'm usually an orange or a root beer kind of person. I'm not really a cola kind of person, but this was so good. And I drank it so fast because it was cold, and it was sugar, and it was delicious. And yeah, it was just really good. So then after that, I kind of walked around this town, although there wasn't anything there except for houses, which made me sad because I was hoping there'd be like a gas station or something, because I lost my chapstick when I fell on the snow. It fell on my pocket, and so my lips are like so dry and so chapped, it's not even funny. Hopefully, I don't know, only 3 more days till Big Bear, so whatever, just deal with it. And then we had to walk by this, like, junkyard or something. Where, like, all these broken down cars and stuff out in the middle of nowhere. It was just really random. And then we were walking through this delightful, or as the guidebook says, it was really delightfully hot. It was so hot. This field is like we were walking through it forever. And it was breezy, which was good, because if it wasn't, it would have been absolutely awful. Because it would have just been stifling hot. But it was still stifling hot with a little breeze. And so when we stopped to take a break, it wasn't that bad because we had a breeze, although there was no shade because there was really, there was just these small shrubs and stuff all around. So that was kind of, I don't know, it was kind of annoying, but it was okay because it was kind of flat. You did go up and down a little bit, and then eventually we walked up through this canyon, which got a little hotter, and even though it was still breezy, we were walking through the wind farm. It's kind of interesting. The windmills, we didn't get that close to them. Obviously, they probably don't want us walking right next to them, but they make kind of a weird noise, not the noise I was expecting. And they're not really that loud, at least from where we were, they weren't that loud. But it was kind of interesting. And apparently, the office is open Monday through Friday, like 6 in the morning till 10 at night or something, and they have a sign on the trail saying, come over and say hello. And they have air conditioning. And man, if it was Monday through Friday, we totally would have been over there to say hello in the nice air-conditioned room because it was really hot. And, what else? So then, after that, after we kind of passed the wind farm, we had this huge canyon that we had to walk up, which was alright, but it was so hot, and then it got incredibly, incredibly steep. Like, some of the steepest we've had thus far, and it was just so hot. Raymond actually had to take a break. We had to take a break halfway up to, because Raymond was afraid to get, of overheating. And then we finished and we got up to the top, and it was so nice because, again, it was like windy, and then you just went down. It was like I was running down. I don't know. Not that I was really running down, it just, I didn't have to force myself to fight to get up. And then we like got down to the bottom of the canyon, and we were doing really good on time, so we took a really long lunch break because we only had 15 miles that we wanted to do today, and we'd already gone 10, and it wasn't very late. So we took a really long lunch break, which was really nice. We moved down to the shade and kind of laid around in the shade in a while. And then we started to go again, and it was incredibly windy, like blowing me over windy, which was crazy. It was blowing up dirt, everything, and it was, I don't know, it wasn't very nice. But it was, we were walking towards this canyon that's absolutely gorgeous. The rocks on the other side are absolutely gorgeous. Like reds and kind of a bluish, and the grays and the stripes, the patterns of them, because the way the layers are and everything, absolutely, I loved it. I thought it was amazing. And we finally get like over and down to the canyon, and there's this huge, it's pretty big, stream channels, where if there was a lot of water, there'd be a ton of water flowing through here. But there's not that much water right now because it's like summertime. There's really not that much water in the desert in general. But there used to be a trout farm on the opposite side from like where the trail comes down. But now it's a wildlife preserve, and they welcome hikers to come over and get water, and they have shade and stuff over there. So we decided to hike over there. So we had to hike through all these running streams of water, and it was just, it was amazing. It was amazing, the cold streams of water with tadpoles in them. I don't know. After a long, hot day, it feels pretty good. I dipped my hands in the water. It was so nice. And when we got to the preserve, they had, like, restrooms that had sinks with soap. So I washed my face and my hands. And it's amazing how after I wash my face and my hands, how much better I feel. Like, it's just like, oh, I don't know. I can't even explain how amazing that is. Everything else, the rest of me is completely filthy, but my face and my hands are like perfect, which was really nice. And then they were really nice there, and the place was actually really nice. If anybody ever comes by wherever in the world we are, like in real world terms, because I don't really, yeah, if anybody comes by Palm Springs and is going by the freeway, whatever freeway that is, and you see a sign for this place, I would definitely recommend coming and checking it out. It's pretty cool. I mean, they did a really nice job. They have all these pools of fish and stuff, and it looks really nice. And the people there are very friendly, and it just seemed they're doing a really good job of it. And they have a trail you can walk down in the water and stuff. And on the way back from that, we stopped and put our feet in the water because it was really cold and it feels really good on your tired feet. And yeah, it was really nice. And then we just had 2 more miles to walk, so we walked kind of through this wash up to 2 miles to where we camped. Made some dinner because we got here really early and we were both starving. So we usually set up to camp first and then make dinner. We made dinner first because we were really hungry. and set up camp, and here we are. I don't think anything else too exciting happened today. It was just a long, hot day, but it wasn't too bad, not compared to the other two. So 3 more days until we get to Big Bear. Till then.